Ramona switches on her hand torch, casts the beam around the metal panels at her feet. Pale green light picks out the non-Euclidean circuitry of a Vulpis exclusion array etched into the deck with a welding torch. It extends all the way around her chair.
Check. Ward's clear and unobstructed. How are they powered?
Don't worry, we took care of that. Oh, great, I realize. They're going to drop Ramona into the field around Jennifer Morgue Site 2, a field that tends to kill electronics and, quite possibly, people, with only a ward for protection, one that needs blood to power it. It's full of Pale Grace Number 3, and we've got a sacrifice waiting in Cell 4 to energize it. Should be commencing exsanguination in 2 minutes. The word 3 and the digit 3, and non-English localizations thereof, are patented intellectual property of TLA Systems Corporation and denote the entity that, in the set of integers, is the ordinal successor of 2 and predecessor of 4, used by kind permission.
Okay.
Ramona checks her compass, suppressing a stab of anger so strong it nearly shocks me into a languorous yawn.
What did the subject do to rate her starring role?
Don't ask me. Underperforming sales rep or something. There's plenty more where she came from. The technician steps back for a while at Billington's command, then nods and steps forwards into view again.
Right. You're about to see the wards light up. Tell me immediately if they stay dark.
Ramona glances down. Eerie red sparks flicker around the runes on the deck.
It's lit.
Good. Somewhere, disturbingly close to the back of my own mind, I can feel her demon coil uneasily in its sleep, a sensual shudder rippling through us as it senses the proximity of death. The skin of my scrotum crawls. I feel Ramona's nipples tighten. She shudders.
What's that?
Billington leans over me now.
You're 20 meters off the counter-intrusion field rim, sitting in the middle of a contagion mesh with a defensive ward around you. If my analysis is correct, the field will absorb the sacrifice and let you in. Your entanglement with Bob up here will confuse its proximity sense and should let you survive the experience. You might want to uncap your periscope at this time. From now on, you're on your own until you dump the ballast load.
He steps back smartly, and the wards inscribed on the floor around my chair light up so bright that the glare reflects off the ceiling of the control room above me, pulling me back into my own head for a moment.
Hey,
I begin to say, and just then, things get confused. I'm Ramona, leaning over a narrow glass letterbox in the middle of the console, staring down at a brown expanse of mud as I twitch the thruster control levers, flying the platform and its trailing grapple arms closer towards a cylindrical outcropping in the middle of the featureless plain. I'm in my element, slippery and wet, comfortably oblivious to the thousands of tons of pressure bearing down on me from above. I'm Bob, limp as a dish rag, passive, lying on a dentist's chair in the middle of a pentacle with lights flaring in my eyes, a cannula taped into my left forearm, and a saline drip emptying into it through an infusion pump. They've drugged me, I realize dizzily, a passenger along for the ride. And I'm someone else, frightened half to death, strapped down on a stretcher with cable ties so I can't move, and the robed figures around me are chanting, and I'd scream if I could, but there's something wrong with my throat, and why won't anyone rescue me? Where are the police? This isn't supposed to happen. Is it some kind of sorority initiation thing? One of the sisters is holding a big knife. What's she doing? When I get out of here, I'm going to... I stare down at the muddy expanse unrolling beneath the platform. Rotating the periscope, I check the 10 grab arms visually. They all look okay from here, though it won't really be possible to tell for sure until I fire the hydraulic rams. They cast long shadows across the silt. Something white gleams between two of them briefly. Skeletal remains or something. Something. Glimpse of silvery strings across the grayness, like the webs of a spider as big as a whale. Conical spires rising from the mud, dark holes in their peaks like the craters of extinct volcanoes. guardians sleeping. I can feel their dreams, disturbed thoughts waiting, but I can reassure them, I'm not who you want. Beyond them, more open ground and a sense of prickling fire that ripples across my skin as I float past an invisible frontier left over from a war that ended before humans existed.